Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Former Agriculture Minister Atherton Mate warns of pending disaster if officials fail to fix collapsing infrastructure. Obama calls on U.S. Congress to lift Cuba embargo and Brussels attacks. Airport bombing suspect arrested. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. The details of these and more stories after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. Former Agriculture Minister Atherton Mate states that since its existence, Dominica has been disaster-prone. Drawing reference to Dominica's roads, he questions why those responsible for the roads failed to see the signs of infrastructural collapse.
Look at our roads. Don't blame it on Erica. We live in a hurricane zone, and for as long as Dominica has existed, which is millions of years, we've been in a hurricane zone. So why are the people who are responsible for ensuring that the roads are in top flight condition year-round, that the drains are unclogged, that the road side of the road, the bush on the side of the road is cut so that users of the road are not placed at risk because they can't see around the corners on the roads? Why are those people who have responsibility and who are paid to do those things, why are they not accepting responsibility?
Mr. Mate went on to say that a policy is necessary to reflect the vision of policymakers, and if policymakers continue to ignore the signs of infrastructural collapse, a disaster is sure to develop.
Then you need a policy, which is a statement of a goal, a strategy, but it reflects the vision that we need an economy that is able to survive. But if the very persons who are your policy makers continue to ignore the signs and continue to oversee the collapse of the economy, and these are the people who are supposed to be providing the guidance and leadership of the society so that it doesn't collapse, because if we don't read the signs that tell us that the society is collapsing, eventually you have a disaster.
And that was former Agriculture Minister Atherton Mate. Now, another anti-drug operation in the Heights of Grand Bay has resulted in the seizure of 11,350 grams of alleged cannabis weed. According to police reports, the operation was carried out by the Special Services Unit, the Marine Unit, Task Force, and the Drug Squad Unit on Sunday, March 20th, 2016. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist has more details.
The Special Service Unit, Marine Unit, Task Force, and the Drug Squad Unit of the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force carried out an anti-drug operation in the Heights of Granby on Sunday, the 20th of March, 2016. 11,350 grams of alleged cannabis weed was seized. No arrests were made. Investigations are ongoing.
Meanwhile, a 21-year-old male of Mon Prosper has been arrested and charged for possession of 232 grams of cannabis weed.
A 21-year-old male, Staffordson Mitchell of Mon Prosper, was arrested and charged for possession of 232 grams of cannabis weed. He was arrested on Saturday, the 19th of March 2016 at Mount Prospect.
And that was Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist. In more news, Salisbury MP Hector John has thrown his support behind statements made by Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru calling for public support in the fight against the Zika virus. On March 15, 2016, the Ministry of Health confirmed Dominica's first case of the Zika virus. Mr. John, speaking on Q95 FM's Talk on the Block on Tuesday, said the Ministry of Health has to take the lead to secure the necessary support from the public. Mr. John added, however, that it is important that wages are paid to truckers and other laborers who participate in cleanup efforts so as to ensure that the work continues in cleaning up the environment.
But I just want to be in support with the Minister of Health. I mean, calling everybody to do what we have to do, but I think the Ministry of Health have to lead from the front. You had two representatives yesterday in Mr. Christmas and Ms. Carbon speaking about Zika. And I think I heard she made an alarming revelation when she said that we moved over 800 tons of garbage last time. 800 tons of garbage is a lot of garbage, you know, because I worked in the banana industry, and when we send out 800 tons of bananas to the UK for a week, a lot of bananas. So I know it's a lot of garbage. But it shows that we have to do, the Ministry of Health have to ensure that the people who worked for them get paid, and to ensure that we can get them to the vehicles to assist us the village councils, the community leaders, community groups have to work together, and we have to educate each other to ensure that we keep our environment clean.
And that was parliamentary representative of the Salisbury constituency, Mr. Hector John. The DFA General Secretary Erickson De Gallery has announced that the Dominica Football Association will implement its club licensing policy before the next football season commences in August 2016. He says several discussions have already been held with the various clubs on the issue, and an upcoming meeting will determine the status of the clubs in meeting the criteria. Mr. De Gallery says this license will be a requirement for participating in the DFA football leagues in the new season.
We are right on track. We've held several discussions. You know, club licensing has been in the air for over a year and a half. And as we've already said, it's mandatory come the 2016-2017 football season. We held several meetings with the clubs, and there is a meeting that we are scheduling, and hopefully the clubs will get more information out. At this meeting, it will give us an idea as to where the clubs are in terms of meeting the criteria. So from this discussion, we hope to meet the clubs one-on-one and look at where they are and take it from there. Because come for the next season, which will start in August, all clubs must be granted a license to participate in all the leagues of the DFA.
And that was DFA General Secretary Mr. Erickson De Gallery. In more news, management of forested areas remains of major concern for officials of the Forestry Division. Assistant Forest Officer Cyril John says approximately 75% of Dominica is under private ownership. According to Mr. John, given that the majority of those lands are privately owned, management of those areas are left to the owners. However, he says the division has made itself available to landowners to give advice on ways to best manage their lands.
So we mustn't underestimate nature. That is why we have to be careful in the decisions we make in terms of managing our forests, both on private lands and on state lands. In fact, about 75% of Dominica is under private ownership. Dominica's protected area is 21%. There are other unallocated state lands that would bring it maybe to 25%. So let's say only about 75% of Dominica is under private ownership. So management of those forested areas are very important.
Meanwhile, Assistant Forest Officer Bradley Guy says if lands are not managed properly, this could have serious implications. He says getting private landowners to protect their areas has proved to be a challenge. However, he believes the effects of Tropical Storm Erica should be a lesson to all on the importance of managing and protecting their lands.
You know, usually these private lands are part of communities and sometimes in the higher regions. And, you know, that's why we are seeing floodings now. Floodings where Dominica, you know, Dominican will say they never experience floodings of those magnitude, you know. We are seeing them now. It's just simply because, as Mr. John said, we have a great more debris in the rivers. And so when they entrap, we call it a damming of the rivers. You know, the water finds its a new path, you know, and then sometimes can find it in the home, in somebody's home, or, you know, or along roads, etc. So yeah, it's a very challenging issue to get to the private landowners. Well, sometimes we can say seeing is knowing, seeing is believing. So a lot of them saw from Erica that, you know, you protect your slopes, they stay. You do not protect them, they go. So seeing is believing. So they are really seeing it now. They are seeing where logs are ending up in persons' homes, you know.
And you've just heard statements from two assistant forest officers, Mr. Cyril John and Mr. Bradley Guy. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt is urging young men and women to make full use of educational opportunities that are available to them. Mr. Skerritt made these remarks while delivering a motivational speech at the Wesley High School this week. He told students, while they may wish to sit idle, the evolving world demands that they arm themselves with the basic secondary education afforded to them. Do not let anyone fool you about education not being important, the Prime Minister stated.
A couple months ago, I was at Walmart, and on approaching the cashier, I was directed to a self-checkout area where there were more than 1,000 computer display booths for use. I marveled at the fact that elderly persons, some with walking sticks and wheelchairs, were in that section, competently operating the computer terminals. I was also forced to do the same. This is the way of the world today, ladies. And I am afraid there's nothing you can do to alter this. Even if you wish to sit on the block and do absolutely nothing, professionally or vocationally, with your life, the evolving world demands that you arm yourself with the basic secondary education you are being offered and afforded here at Wesley High School. To paraphrase the age-old classic of Mighty Sparrow, there'll be no place of significance in a 2020 Dominica for an uneducated little boy or little girl. That, ladies, is the harsh reality with which you have to come to terms with.
And that was Dominican Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. And the government officials say they have been conducting numerous consultations with respect to changes to be made to Dominica's Sexual Offences Act. These changes come as a result of increased reports of sexual abuse, particularly against minors in recent times. Speaking on behalf of the government, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt said, "We believe that there must be widespread consultation on this. As you would have heard in media pronouncement, we have been having a series of consultations in the last week and a half. We would have met no less than 105 people, consulting people in groups and small groups and one-on-one on the issue." Mr. Skerritt says he will address the nation in the near future, but noted that amending the laws alone is not going to solve the problem, as there are many additional factors to be considered. Currently, the Office of the Attorney General is reviewing submissions made by a task force in relation to amending the Sexual Offences Act. And in more news, one of the ways to help Cubans is that the U.S. Congress should lift the embargo once and for all, U.S. President Barack Obama reiterated on Monday during an official visit to the Caribbean island on Tuesday. As part of his agenda in Havana, Obama spoke with Cuban and U.S. entrepreneurs at a business forum organized by the Cuban Chamber of Commerce, in which the two sides explored opportunities for commercial exchanges. Obama acknowledged the process of changes in Cuba as part of the updating of its economic and social model, within which the opening of self-employment, a branch generating employment, falls. While addressing an audience also composed of representatives of the state and cooperative sectors, the U.S. president expressed his confidence in the potential of Cubans. And a key suspect in the attacks in Brussels has been arrested, Belgian media say, quoting judicial sources. Some Belgian media say he is Najim Lakrahui, thought to be the man in a CCTV image taken before the Zaventem airport attack. Two of the other attackers have been named in Belgian media as the brothers Khaled and Brahim El Bakrawi. Twin explosions at the airport and another at a metro station on Tuesday left about 34 dead and 250 wounded. Belgium is observing 3 days of national mourning. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Former Agriculture Minister Atherton Mate warns of pending disaster if officials fail to fix collapsing infrastructure. Obama calls on U.S. Congress to lift Cuba embargo, and Brussels attacks, airport bombing suspect arrested. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon and listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, please send us your text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.